Thank you.
You all please stand and join us for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Welcome you all to the 2020 Board of Supervisors meeting of this September 26, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Oh, yeah, I do. We need to take the closed, no, item 10 off. Due to lack of aware. We'll be rescheduled. That's okay with Sarah.
I suppose.
Let's move on to meet with department heads and elected officials. Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just really busy, a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we had a groundbreaking last Tuesday in the health department, so that's exciting. The jail projects that was going on, the roof was done in June, that was finished up. So they're finishing up the siding and the painting. They just got a little bit of painting over the entryway and the two sally port doors. Once they get that finished up, it'll be a matter of just kind of going around, checking the little things, getting some of the ground kind of leveled back out from some rainy weather when they had their some of the equipment out there. But it's in the very final stages. It looks really nice. They've done a decent job. So that project there is almost completely done. So should be finalized hopefully this week. So other than that, nothing new to report.
You talked about the groundbreaking. Was that a mistake when you threw that dirt up and it walked Sarah out, or was that intentional? I really need to know.
It was unintentional on my part.
I seen that and I started laughing. Funny.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it was Sarah, not me.
Appreciate that.
Janelle Nelly Lundquist, treasurer.
Good morning. We're just busy collecting taxes, and one last reminder, the 30th falls on Saturday, so October 2nd is the last day to pay to avoid penalty.
So it is last call.
Last call. Just last reminder.
Smoke them if you got it. All right. Ken Heinman, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Good morning. Not a lot to report today. I did just, on my way over here, got an InfoNet email, and I'm noticing that the governor has recommended dropping some different commissions, and one of them is the MHDS commission. So we'll have to watch that. That'll have to go through the legislature and see.
Are they dropping it or merging it with something else?
Well, it says here, allow HHS to create advisory committees under the Council on Health and Human Services, Child and Family Services, Behavioral Health, Public Health, Justice Involved, and others as determined by HHS. So they'll be creating these new advisory committees, but then it says eliminate, and then there's a whole bunch of different committees that are eliminated, but the MHDS would be one of them. So we'll have to wait and hear more, but see what happens. Thank you.
Thank you, old bearer of bad news. Natalie Steffener, Corps Office.
Good morning. Just business as usual. Nothing new to report.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Let's see, all sorts of fun stuff going on. I want to give kudos to our naturalists. They've been out chasing butterflies for a few weeks, and a lot of people have had a lot of fun with it. We've had a couple of monarch events that have been really well attended. I think we had like 40 people at this last one on Saturday. They have set a new record for tagging monarchs. I think they've put on, or just shy of putting on 200 tags this year, which is a lot. Those tags then will, or well, the idea is that some of them will get found down in Mexico, and that will tell us, you know, how many are making it down there, and gives us some idea on their migration patterns, which is, we still don't fully understand how they're able to pull that off. And so that's really been kind of a neat ongoing thing. They're ramping up school programs now. And our nature center is moving to fall hours, which would just be basically by appointment going to the nature center, because our naturalists are kind of our employees. We did get notified yesterday that we were successful in our grant application for the National Wild Turkey Federation, which was the last bit of funding we needed to secure the little 19.4 acre addition to Hickory Bend right there along Flint Creek we've been working on for like, I don't know, a year and a half or something like that. So that thing is in the bag. I'm just waiting for the lawyers to get the closing docs and that kind of stuff. So I'm not exactly sure where we're at on the claim cycle, but I may need a check cut next Tuesday if I can get from the lawyers what that check needs to be so I can get closed on that. And then we're should hopefully be pretty close to getting final authorization from Land and Water Conservation Fund to start our campground expansion at the Big Hollow. We're working on bid docs for the concrete, the ADA accessibility concrete stuff. As soon as we get authorization, we'll do those bids and get bids for doing sidewalks around the beach and that kind of stuff. And so planning on using my crews to do a lot of the work, kind of build the campground ourselves. And plan is to have that going for next camping season. Concrete work may extend into next work season, but next year we should have all this stuff done, so that's exciting.
Did you put...
Go ahead, Tom. Did you see that my wife pointed out some picture someplace in Iowa? Maybe it's a stopping off point for monarchs, and they had hundreds of thousands or whatever, the monarchs and the
really?
Trees. I don't remember. Where was that at?
I don't know. I seen it too, but it was up in northwest Iowa.
Yeah, somewhere in Iowa. I mean, the trees were just full of them.
Really? So I know we see that down in Mexico. I haven't heard of anywhere in Iowa that gets
that's
big.
The first time I'd ever
big
heard
collections
of
them like that. So, but yeah, I know. So down in Mexico, all the monarchs go and they gather in, and it's a particular forest, and they only use like, I don't know, 7 to 10 acres, like hundreds of thousands of monarchs. Jeez. All migrate to this one spot. Nobody really knows how they do it.
I think I've read that they only live, they don't live very long, except for every so many generations you get one that lives long enough to migrate.
Yeah.
And then when they come back, they go back to live in a few weeks or whatever it is.
Yep. Yeah, pretty fascinating creatures.
My thing was, you said that handicap, is it going to be getting down to the beach?
Yep. Well, it's going to be the sidewalks all the way around the beach.
Yeah.
Right now we've got that lane that comes down. It's a compressed gravel surface. If we can, if we got the money, we're going to pave all that all the way down. But then we got sidewalks around the beach going into the water.
Well, you're going to have to get handicapped down to the beach before you get the handicapped people walking around the beach.
So we've got that gated off. If you're handicapped, we allow you to drive down in there.
Okay.
And so, so we can mitigate that. But yeah, the long-term plan is to get all of that paved all the way down there, plus the paving up at top.
I'll call it this afternoon and tell them you can drive down there. Wife's handicapped.
Yeah. If they're handicapped, you need to bring somebody and drive them off down there. Yep. We're okay with that.
Thank you.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. I just visited Natalie's office here a little bit ago. Had a subdivision recorded that has been hanging out there for a while, so good to get those wrapped up. Haven't had a whole lot in the past few months, but I expect it'll probably ramp up here soon. We have several I know that are in the pipeline, various stages of development. Probably have at least one ready to go, minor subdivision, for your review next week. Apart from that, just keeping busy as usual. Figure I should mention also this week for regional planning, we have our annual Great River Housing Trust Fund golf outing out at Flint Hills Golf Course. That's this Thursday. So that's always an event we look forward to. It's get people out and raise money for our housing program. So apart from that, I don't have anything to report.
I hear that's full.
Yeah.
If I got Zach's voicemail, I was going to ask you guys about something. I heard about a utility tax for renewable energy that some supervisor was talking about at ISAC, which his county, they'd had to have a special vote or thought they were going to. And anyway, so I'd written that note, so I just found it yesterday after Zach had called.
Okay.
Of course, I can't get a hold of him this morning, but I will try calling that supervisor. I know him.
Okay.
We'll find out what the
hell. And this is pertaining to the solar ordinance?
Solar and wind, I believe.
Okay.
But I will make the call to him and find out.
Because I know he said you had some questions about the solar.
That was the question I told him was going to ask.
Okay.
It was with some notes that I had taken at ISAC, and they got divided up in about three places, believe it or not. Anyway, tell him I haven't forgotten about him.
Okay.
How much time do you have to spend at Natalie's this morning?
Just a few minutes.
Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, moving along, Colin, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always, nothing really new to report, so.
Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Good morning. Things are going well. We've got a great group of some energetic deputies. We're fully staffed, with the exception of two that are in training, but even with that, they're finding some time to be proactive and get out there and get after it. So they're doing a lot of great work, and we appreciate everything they're doing. We have a 911 meeting this week and a EMA meeting this week, emergency management meeting this week. We'll be talking about the emergency communications in Des Moines County at both of those meetings. It's kind of a topic that needs to be touched on by both groups. And then we'll also have a recommendation for our new EMA coordinator that we'll be presenting tomorrow at the EMA meeting. So looking forward to all that and taking some steps forward with those. Our jail's at 90 for a headcount this morning. 15 are out of county, plus two juveniles. We've got one going out to the residential facility today and one female going to Mitchellville today. So not bringing her down a lot. And I think one was going out with the treatment as well. So we'll come down a little bit from there, but that's kind of been the status quo right in that neighborhood for the last several months.
Okay. Sarah Marie, auditor.
Good morning. Currently taking election stuff for October 10th election for the primary. Working on November 7th election. I feel like our office is a mailing place at the moment because we've been stuffing envelopes like crazy, and we just got another mailing we have to do. But just keep busy.
And Brian Carter, county engineer.
Good morning. We have all sorts of stuff going on. A lot of it impacts traffic, so I'll try to hit all of it. First of all, a couple things that aren't county projects, but they impact county traffic. DOT projects. The Mediapolis Road, where the interchange is going to be or has been constructed, the DOT's bridge contractor is stripping forms from the bridges they poured here, what, a month ago or something like that. So to do that safely, they requested a closure of Mediapolis Road. We did send out a press release last week to let people know it started today. It'll be closed just during the day, working hours roughly 7 to 5. That's ballpark, which is what the press release shows. It should be all of this week and possibly Monday of next week also. But I asked them to keep it to 5 days, 5 working days, and hopefully they can pull that off. I'd also mention, although it has nothing to do with the closure, I guess, the DOT did bid the grading portion of the next phase north of the bypass piece. So that piece runs up to Highway 78, to Newport Junction, Highway 78. So to give you an idea, so I haven't heard a whole lot about that, but I would suspect PCI would probably be the front runner to get that. They were sitting here on this project and hadn't ever completely moved out, so they would certainly have a leg up on that. I know they were interested in, but when that's out there publicly, I'll pass it on to you guys. But that is, I think in the world of inflation, and particularly in construction and inflation and tight budgets and everything else, it's good to have that progress, because that means that there will probably be some projects shuffled or set back or set aside or delayed significantly, and the DOT's committed to that one far enough that they're going to keep on rolling, which is a good thing, I think, for safety through Des Moines County, because we all know that 61 is kind of just an accident waiting to happen in places. So I don't know much more about that one other than it. I know they bid it a week ago. We are pinching right now, that always garners some attention, we've completed a little over a mile and a half at this point. I think today and tomorrow they're working out on 140th Goatman Road, and then they'll move back up into the Yarmouth area, and that should wrap it up for the year. That'll be about roughly 6 miles all told this year, not including what we did in the spring. I took you on some of it. We had to pinch down there where we used some of the gravel roads as detour for the geode project. That doesn't include that, I guess, but they are going along. So if you get any calls about that, you can answer them because you know about it, or forward them on to my office, and Adrienne or Beck, you'll give them some idea of what's going on. We've had a few calls, but generally people have been happy to see what we were doing, which is sometimes a rarity with that particular project. 99 still moving. I'm no longer confident to give any dates. I would guess the overall main line of 99 might be mid-October is what I'm going to throw out there right now as a ballpark. Obviously, that's a little bit past what I've been telling you along, but I'll adjust as we move along. Golf Course Road is closed. They're hoping to pour the last portion of concrete for that maybe today. So I could see the possibility of Golf Course Road, the intersection itself, opening back up early next week, which I think would be a good thing. That won't be, obviously, as I mentioned, the full through Highway 99 project, but I could see that intersection possibly opening early next week. And then kind of linking into all that, I've been talking to you for a couple of years about some bridge patching. We all the way back to the chain drags that we had done that I told you about, and we did 8 bridges, 4 of them were major projects and 4 of them just needed patching. Well, those 4 were scheduled for last March to get done. As other contractors are, that contractor does multiple types of work, and when we had the mild spring, their other work fired up and they put the patching on hold. So they're in the county right now for patching. And I bring that up because they're keeping it one lane. So really other locations we've had, it's in fact, maybe no complaints other than a guy that drove through some dirty water on the bridge and was unhappy about it being on his truck. So we turned that over to them and their insurance company, and they're gonna handle that. But one of the bridges is Tamer Road, and clearly we're using, and it is one lane, but we're using that as a detour and folks are already frustrated. So. I suppose perhaps that's a little added frustration, I guess, is what I'll say, but it won't be closed. They should be done at the end of today. So they did some saw cutting yesterday, so it was probably one lane for part of the day yesterday. It'll be one lane for all day today. We've already had a couple calls in the office unhappy about it, but they'll keep traffic moving. There'll be a stop and go situation, but they'll be able to get through. And they'll be out of there and move on down to Skunk River. Skunk River is the last bridge they have, and then they'll move on. So it's just bad luck timing is what I'm going to call it. But when a contractor calls and says they're ready to do a project, these days you don't turn them down because you're not sure when you'll see them again. So we took the work. We needed the work done. So anyway, that is going on. Don't be shocked if you get contacted, because I know Shane already has, and we've already had calls in the office. So. But we'll get out of there and be done with it and keep on moving along. So, a lot of stuff going on.
What would that guy done that got a little dirty water on his truck if he'd been behind when they used to put tree sap on the road?
Well, he wouldn't have been happy. I'm guessing what he got on was, I mean, the dirtiest they have there is when they do the saw cutting, the water, that kind of that cement paste, I'm going to call it.
And
he said he tried to wash it. Becky and Adrian handled it well. He came in personally and was mad, and you know, we turned, got a phone number for the contractor, and they were going to handle it through their process. So it was okay. It's just, I would think it'd come right off, but he says it didn't. So they'll deal with it one way or the other.
I got some off the saw cut when they're doing this overpass up there, you know, just to get on the freeway. I had it all crossed off my car.
Yep.
A couple of days later, I went down here to Hy-Vee and went through there and took it off.
Yeah, and this wouldn't be a whole lot different. So I don't know. But the point being is all the other sites have gone pretty well. I mean, the good thing about the timing, one of the reasons they did offer to postpone, but they couldn't guarantee when they'd get back here. We took the work because harvest is just getting ramped up, but it's not, I'm gonna call it quite full speed, but it's within a week of being full speed. And when you take a bridge down to one lane, you can't get across it with the equipment. So that's one of the reasons, and Tama's getting used by equipment right now because, or it's going to be, because that is the only way to get around and get through. So we took it now because with harvest ramping up, we rather not have that bottleneck in the middle of harvest. So so anyway, I only bring it up because it's certainly going to get some attention because it's just bad timing, but we'll live. So anyway.
Good?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Moving right along to number four, correspondence. Any correspondence? James, Thomas?
I got a letter maybe we about geode signage that I forwarded.
Oh, the email? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I think all three of you got that, and thank you. I think a couple of you forwarded to me, and I'll take a look at it. That topic has been a topic from day one of me walking in the door. Them frustrated, DNR frustrated with people coming in to geode. Those are all public roads, even though most of geode's in Henry County, I might mention. We do have, obviously, 79 that runs into it. So that's been a long-standing topic, and I don't see much changing there, unfortunately, but I will take a look at it.
I also had a correspondence. Keely Reese is unhappy with Brian Carter, so she's not disappointed with any of us. It's all about Brian.
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure that goes out.
It is a common topic right now, and that tends to be one of the side effects of road construction. So
Sally hasn't called recently, though.
That's a far bigger topic.
Mrs. Carter. She's always mad, but anyways.
She has far other issues.
Bless her heart, that poor lady. But anyways, all right, we'll move on to discussion and vote. First we have 5A is approval of a comprehensive plan for integrated roadside vegetation management. Brian?
Okay, I gotta tell you, I don't think in my 20 years here I've read this document. You're welcome to read it if you wish. It's really a formality document that we need to use when we apply for grants for various things associated with our IRVM program, which is our roadside management program. Many years ago, before any of you guys were here, this program was kind of a joint thing between roads and conservation. It was still kind of sort of that way when I got here, but really conservation was out of the picture at that time. It just what. Somebody, I think, up at UNI, that I believe they handle the grants, or a program up there handles the grants, asked for it to be updated just because it hadn't been touched in over 20 years. So we went through and basically cleaned out the conservation side of it, and the program itself wasn't changed at all. And like I said, we basically, this is our document to justify us being able to apply for grant money for seed. Most of the time we're applying for seed these days. It helps cover part of the cost of our seeding. So I'd recommend approval, and other than changing board member names on and removing conservation, I don't think there was anything changing it at all.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Thank you.
Moving right along to 5B, set dates for county rural resident fall cleanup. Brian Carter.
I'd say
that'd be me, actually.
Do a very similar time frame as last time. This is what we do.
So I chose October 9th through December 16th. It's like 2 days difference from what we did last year, but a Monday through Saturday. We have 2,562.05 left, so we'll run through that.
Well, that's a little thinner than the normal, so that's a good thing. I
yeah,
I think
spring,
the day
think
we run out will be unfortunate, but a good
yeah
thing.
So.
So it ceases at the end of the funding?
Correct.
Yeah.
Move to approve.
You guys get those dates?
Is it picking up garbage? What are they doing?
It's picking up garbage.
There's a list.
Stuff on the landfill.
8 through 16, right?
Do you wanna, you guys wanna copy of that real quick?
I'll get you.
Okay.
It's not just garbage.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
This one. Ryan saved all of his bags and planting seed corn and all that, throws in the ditch, and then he has to prove it on paper. It helps out.
No finger pointing here. I only throw tires and TVs in there.
I do have a TV that needs to be
and refrigerators with the doors off.
And I asked Josh to go throw in a ditch for you last week.
Yeah,
so.
Appreciate that.
I didn't see. Just
yeah, something like that.
Okay, next we have 5C, Class C liquor license for Hy-Vee. Sheriff.
No issues with Hy-Vee.
No issues. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep. Hy-Vee, you get alcohol. Next we have personnel issues, two for conservation, one for secondary roads, one for maintenance, one for DESCOM, and one for public health. We'll do conservations first. The first one for conservation is a conservation tech. His name is Brandon Rowland. He moved from permanent part-time to full-time. As effective date is 9/21/23. And then we have Derek Hester. He's a conservation tech. He moved from permanent part-time to full-time. His effective date or yeah, effective date is 9/21/23 as well. No, I take that back. His is October 2nd. My bad. Can I get a motion to approve these?
Move to approve both of them.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. I have Peyton Brock. He's a seasonal worker with the engineer's office. And as of 9/21/23, his season of work has come to an end. I take that back, 9/29. Reading the wrong date, his season of work has come to an end. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Sorry.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Peyton started as our shop summer kid. We couldn't find two of them, and then he kind of moved into the office to help us out in there, and we appreciated his work, and he's going to move on to his college adventures. So,
yeah, we wish him well. Next, we have maintenance. It's for Gage Johnson. He's a lead maintenance man. It's his anniversary, and also time for his 42-month step increase. His previous rate of pay was $41,004.10. His new rate is $41,824.21, effective September 23rd, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Then we have Heidi Smith with DESCOM. She's a telecommunicator number one. It is her 10-year step increase to level E. Her previous rate of pay at $26.99 is now $27.66, effective date 8/28/23. Can I get a motion to approve for Heidi?
Move to approve.
Second.
Move and second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. And then the last one is for the public health, for the local health office. She's a public health nurse. Her name is Stacia Thompson. She is owed 1.5 hours of unpaid. We just talked about that too, didn't we? Anyways, it's unpaid 1.5 hours on 9/22/23. I get a motion to approve.
So moved.
Sorry.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have minutes for the regular meeting on September 19th, 2023.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Appreciate everybody's patience. I know you guys have been here for quite a while now. Number six, other business.
I have none.
I have none.
Seven, future agenda items.
Sir, do we still have Angie on for?
I haven't heard anything back. Last I knew, she was going to email Lisa stuff and have Lisa look it over, and then when Lisa was available, they would get back, but I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Committee reports. Thomas?
I attended the COBCO, the City-County Health Insurance Board meeting, and it was mostly just updates, although we did discuss the wellness incentives and requested some info for the next meeting in November. That's all I've got.
At Community Action Board Directors meeting, they just signed a contract for $75,000 for an energy crisis intervention program. They're still asking for food donations for their pantry for any groups out there that would like to make a difference in Des Moines County. Food is always an issue, and we'd like to make sure that we've got food security. We'd like to keep our thieves separated from somebody that's trying to do something just to get a sandwich, so be mindful of that. Also, we at Community Action for the Head Start programs down for the little kids. If you're a smoker, you have to put on a smoking jacket, rubber gloves, you know, something over your head and all that stuff, and go to another planet and smoke, and then make sure you clean up, because we don't want the babies getting that cigarette smoke on them. So they've got a new program for that, which I think is good. And I think that's all I've got.
What's the energy emergency?
Excuse me?
What's the energy emergency?
The energy crisis intervention program?
Crisis, yeah.
Oh, you would ask me that. I don't got the notes on it, but that's it's... It's people that are in need, and Thomas, I don't want to even make up something that I'm not sure, but it's for utility bills, stuff like that.
I attended early childhood school ready, and Ken, you got an email this morning about some of the changes that's going to involve early childhood on their funding. That they're looking to change the board up at the Capitol on this. So
the article said there's 145 state boards and commissions that'll be affected. So yeah.
So I haven't heard any more on it, so I can't elaborate on it, not knowing, but it's not going to be good because the funding's already dwindling down. And anytime you get these guys sitting up there that think they know about early childhood and they don't, it's the way with everything.
Yeah.
So.
And Tom, thanks for a question. I just want to remind people too that we're going to be coming up at the winter months here pretty soon, and energy assistance program. There's a lot of people that don't actually even apply for it, and you'd be surprised how many people would actually qualify for getting some help with their utility bills. That money's still available, and last year I think we ran, there was a lot of money left over where we were reaching out to people. So I just encourage people, don't let that stop you just because you've got a newer car or something like that, or you think you've got too good of a job to go down there. That's available for everybody in Des Moines County to take advantage of. So it'll be a available again this year. Okay. Now we get to the part where we'll entertain public input. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to call in, you can call us right now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us at board@dmcounty.com. That is board@dmcounty.com. Or you can just send me a Facebook message as you did last night, and we'll get to you. So however you want to get to us, we definitely want to hear from you. Right now, I'm gonna have Jimmy set the clock. And if there's somebody that wants to call in or message us, we're going to give you 2 minutes. And while we're waiting, does anybody have anything important to say?
Don't call us or complain about the Iowa offense.
It's beyond
that.
Wow. Beyond our fixing.
There's two.
Yeah. Right, not very true.
Okay. John Bryan, I'm glad you asked. Bob told me to tell you.
Me or everybody?
Well, everybody. He says, let them know I'll be walking around in Colonel Sanders' museum in Southern Kentucky about the time the Pledge of Allegiance finishes.
All right.
Bob is handling business in Kentucky right now.
I hope he walks up with greasy fingers. Sheriff, you guys have been busy. I've been seeing a lot of people in orange and whatnot. You want to talk about that?
So we're, the board has given us two more positions, two more deputy positions over the last several years. This is the first time, as we've transitioned through some retirements, that we've been fully staffed. Actually, towards the end of this year, December, we'll have those, our two newest hires that finished the academy. Out on their own, they'll be our manpower as well, and we'll be kicking off what we're calling, it's essentially a proactive patrol unit, where they're gonna focus on some problem areas. So issues that are issues for all of us in Des Moines County. Violent offenders, those kind of things. They're gonna be focused on that where they won't have a call load. So we're excited about that. But in the meantime, we've got a great group of energetic deputies. We've been really blessed with the group that we've been able to recruit and retain, and they're doing an amazing job. I can't say enough about them. But they have been busy and they're creating their own work. So that's it's a great thing. They're getting out there and they're getting those people that are looking to prey on others off the streets.
Lisa Schaefer sends her regards. All right. Well, that is 2 minutes. Thomas, say something profound.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we cannot yet. Oh, no, we can. We don't have close.
Can I add one other thing? Is
please.
We have a meeting after this. It's not necessarily a closed meeting. It's an exempt meeting. It's a reference of union discussion for the CWA contract. I was just going to grab the board for about 10 or 15 minutes and brief you on some items and then get out of your hair.
I'll get you after that.
Okay. We're going to be here all day.
You think?
Maybe into tomorrow.
So, Thomas, tell us something profound.
I already did.
Jimmy, would you like to second him?
I said I.
He said I. Okay.
I agree.
Well, that's 3 of us that say aye. So this meeting is adjourned.